And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Man, I can't work out today. It's too hot. Hot, sweaty, and nasty. Which sadly is also the description of me. I gotta lose some weight. But it ain't happening today. What a vicious cycle.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday!
Where? What time is it now?
It's time to wake up now.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
Is this a test?
Got it!
It's too early.
Fun is fun!
Today is such a great day.
For a Tuesday morning show.
Tuesdays are better.
This is true.
I can't wait to get started.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready!
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? Well, you take this plastic disc, you see, and there's no assembly required, by the way. You just plug it in.
You do?
Yeah, you plug in. Well, you got to have an Amazon account, but you plug in your Alexa device, and if it's working properly, you simply enable our skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then after that, every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and then you get our 24/7 channel. You get our live show when we're live. It's magical. You can even get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. I said she will.
Yep,
there she is.
Yeah, you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast, and the podcast is a repack of the live show that we do Monday through Friday, every single weekday, and then we repack it into a full-length podcast, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And if that isn't enough for you, we also have our show available, our segments available on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA, and that's good for all of our social media. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, Your Face, on My Place, I don't know all the things. We're not on the TikTok, though.
We're not?
Yeah, no, we're not. We don't do the TikTok.
Good.
I don't know why. Mm. Well, but I don't understand it because I'm elderly.
Well, Does anyone really understand it?
No. Well, yes, young people do.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Jonathan, get me a young person. So anyway, on today's program, it is the Tuesday edition. Mr. Bill Bodine is here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We have, from Iron Lives Amplify program, we have Keith Thomas. We have a Cher Greater Lynchburg intern. We actually have two. Dion Lawson is going to be conducting the interview because Megan is on vacation. She's celebrating her anniversary.
Oh.
I believe it's her 18th anniversary.
That's amazing.
As a matter of fact,
she's so young, though.
Yeah. So we're going to talk with those folks about and by the way, the interns are part of the Beacon of Hope internship program.
Oh, good.
And there are two that Cher Greater Lynchburg had the opportunity to mentor over a few weeks.
That's a great program.
Yep, it really, really is. And of course, you know, we've got your five random facts and your stupid criminals, one of which we will get to in the next segment. Yeah, it's a Florida man got arrested for breaking into a vacant house to sleep there. Why?
He was tired.
Well, he was. But he did. He wanted to avoid going home to his angry wife.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. And our top list. Top things wives say that send their husbands running for cover. All right. That's all on the way. So I have been dealing with something, and I haven't just come out and said it because I was kind of waiting for you to join us.
Because I'm a medical expert.
Well, I mean, not necessarily a medical expert, but you have experienced life and things.
That is accurate.
Yeah, and so you know, you have probably either dealt with some things that I've dealt with, or you have heard of or had friends that dealt with things that I've dealt with.
And I'm innately wise.
Yes, you are.
Whatever. Not lately, but anyway.
Wise ass, but...
Yeah.
So, all right. So I have singles. Wait. I have singles. Yeah.
I've got a slate.
I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, so the running joke is, you know, because I occasionally I forget things, and I was like, what the hell do I have? And it's the what do I have in common with a roofer? I have shingles.
Yeah.
So and if you don't know what it is,
it's
okay,
nasty is what it is.
It's nasty because it's painful.
Yeah.
And it is if you've had the chicken pox virus. If you've ever had chicken pox, you can get shingles. It usually occurs later in life, and it can just pop up. But I've met 20-year-olds that have had it.
Oh.
I know.
I didn't realize it afflicted younger people.
Yeah. Huh. So if you've ever had the chicken pox virus, the virus still lives in your body. Okay. Mm. But here's where it gets really, really...
It's like that guy that broke in. It's just in there sleeping.
It's in there sleeping until it wakes up. Mm. But here's the room that it chose to live in.
All right.
It lives in your nerve endings.
Ugh.
That's where it lies dormant.
That can't be good.
No, it is not. So let me describe how painful this is, and without sounding like I'm complaining, because my friend Patrick was in the hospital last week with lung cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am not complaining at all about my shingles, even though it hurts, and it hurts bad. It can't possibly hurt as bad as lung cancer. Okay,
right.
So I'm not going to complain. I'm going to soldier on. I'm going to move on. I'm not taking time off. I'm just, because if I take time off and I'm just laying there uncomfortably, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah. What good does that do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So,
does it hurt right now? Is that hurting right now?
Yes.
In a certain part of your body?
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Is it a part you can talk about?
Oh, yeah. I can talk all about it. Let me share with you where it's residing.
Okay.
It is in my armpit.
Ugh.
Yeah. And across my chest and in my shoulder. So, that's pretty much where it's confined to.
Wow.
But let me describe how it feels. It feels like a hornet's nest living in my armpit, and they're angrily stinging.
Jeez.
Randomly and whenever they feel like it.
I've heard this. I've heard that it's just like that.
And then, if you've ever been stung by a hornet, and I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had ground hornets.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you remember the ache that your muscles feel from their toxin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine now you're getting stung by hornets in your armpit, and that ache, that toxin ache, just is constant and present.
Jeez.
Okay. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Yeah. So this thing, I'm not contagious. There was, you know, 7 to 10 days. You take antivirals, and I'm fine. And it's supposed to contain it.
How long does it take to go away?
3 to 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. During the heat dome, which makes it even worse.
How far into it are you now?
2 weeks.
So you're hopefully more than halfway, but maybe not.
Hopefully. Well, because the pain now, it the way I described it, you know, angry hornets living in my armpit.
Yeah.
Just stinging.
Yeah.
It now the angry hornets.
Yeah.
Are Terminators.
Oh, man.
And they are electric. And not in a good way. Not in a
boogie woogie way.
No, in an ecology friendly way. Mm. Ecologically friendly way.
Yeah.
And they're hybrids. No. They are electric hornets that are now not only stinging me, but they are also zapping me with electricity.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it's constant. And it doesn't go away.
Can you sleep?
No. No, I.
Is there anything you can take to help the stinging?
I could probably call my doctor, and I could probably get some sort of a painkiller that might be a little stronger than what I'm usually used to because I don't do pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. You're not a drug taker.
I have resisted doing that, but I may get something for nighttime.
Yeah, you gotta get some sleep.
Yeah, I might get something for nighttime, and there was one topical spray that worked, and it was a calamine spray, but it had this painkiller in it, and we had maybe half a can of it.
Yeah,
and as soon as I sprayed it on, it was like,
yeah,
yeah. As soon as I sprayed it on, I ran out the first day, tried to order it again because it was a Walmart product.
Yeah.
They don't carry it anymore. They don't make it anymore.
Wow.
So there must have been something wrong with it, or it just worked too well.
What about, like the freezy spray, like the doctor sprays? Like if I got a cortisone shot or something, I got one in my toe a few months ago.
Okay.
And they just sprayed this freezy stuff on there so it didn't hurt too much when they stuck the needle in my toe.
I would be spraying freezy spray on my armpit constantly. As soon as it wore off, I would be back spraying freezy spray.
Yeah. I don't know how long it lasts. Doesn't last that long.
Yeah. So I'm looking for suggestions of stuff. I've tried regular calamine lotion. That doesn't really do it. It's fine, but that doesn't really do it.
What if you stick an ice pick in your other armpit?
A cold ice pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just put that in the one that hurts.
Well, I don't see how that would help.
I don't see how it could feel any worse.
So, just FYI, I got vaccinated for shingles a few years ago.
Good.
You had to go twice. It was two injections.
I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. But.
Yeah. So it can affect anybody, really. If you've ever had the chickenpox virus, I said the chickenpox virus, then you can get shingles, and it's not fun.
It's fairly common too. I know a few people that have had it.
Extremely common.
It's nasty.
So yeah.
Sorry, man.
So I got to tough it out.
Yeah.
I got to deal with it, and that's just the way it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sorry, dude.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Let's do this. We'll get to our top list that is coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Don't forget the sour cream. I won't. You always forget something. If you know that about me, why didn't you remember to get it while you were at the store? No, don't send.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. All right, so we're gonna skip ahead. And we've got a stupid criminal story, but there may have been a good reason for what this guy did. So we're going to talk about that, and then we've created a top list around it. Police in Davenport, Florida, got a call on June 9th, and what happened? Oh yeah, they got a call from the homeowner's neighbor who was watching the house while they were away. And this guy, 44-year-old, what's his name? Do we have his name? I don't have his name. 44-year-old Florida man facing charges after police say he broke into that vacant house. Why? Well, because he didn't want to go home to his angry wife. Anyway, no, let's use this one. It's,
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. So anyway, the neighbor said they saw the lights turn on and off inside, so police showed up to check it out. Found the guy making dinner. He had also just finished filling up the bathtub for a nice warm bath. He admitted he didn't have permission to be there and didn't know the owners. He just didn't want to go home because he and his wife just had a big fight. He had been in that house for 4 days. He's facing multiple charges, including a felony charge for unarmed burglary. No word on whether his wife bailed him out or how angry she is now. But anyway, so that brings us to this, our top list. By the way, don't judge this guy. Husbands flee their wives all the time, especially if they hear anything from today's list. It is our top list today. Top things wives say that send their husbands running for cover. All right, here we go. Number one. So I was looking through your phone and... Top things wives say that send their wives running for cover. You won't believe the day at work I had. Top things wives say that send their wives or send their husbands bailing. Or wives. What did you get me for our anniversary? Teach me football so I can watch it with you. Top things wives say that send their husbands running for cover. What time did you get home last night? My mom's coming over. Top things wives say that send their husbands running for cover. Why did you say my sister's name in your sleep last night? And top things wives say that send their husbands running for cover. I'm pregnant. Hey now. The Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today is the Tuesday edition. I keep saying it's Thursday. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs decided not to call any witnesses in his defense. None of his friends could answer the question, did Diddy do what Diddy done? Did he do? An Oregon man, whose real name is Looney Tune, got into a high-speed chase with police. They hope to catch him by painting a tunnel on the side of a mountain so he crashes into it. Nick Cannon failed when someone asked him to name all 12 of his children. And that, my friends, is why Elon Musk uses the Dewey Decimal System. And Dolly Parton announced a Vegas residency. So now Las Vegas is home to three spheres. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so happy you could join us on the program today. Very, very sunny, very, very hot. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right, so get rid of that, and get rid of that, and then... All right, how about this? What do these things have in common? All right, I'm going to check them off. A church basement, Joanne Fabrics, a bingo hall, Golden Corral, and the White House. Old people smell is a real thing.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, it's not just a mix of mothballs and decorative soaps, cabbage soup, unwrapped butterscotch candies. Technically, it is actually a body odor, but it's not hygiene related. There's a compound called 2-nonanol. I think I got that right. 2-nonanol. Let me see if I can get a. Oh shit! Didn't want to do that. Search there. Pronounce. I hit the enter button. I don't even have a pronunciation for it. Well, it's not our Pronouncify lady, but here, listen to this.
No.
Yeah, that's not even close. Anyway, it's created by chemicals in the body breaking down over time. Old people secrete this, which produces old people smell. But there's a chance you can do something about it. Send me $9.99. No, I'm just kidding. A report says eating mushrooms up to four times a week might help eliminate it, especially shiitake, oyster, or button mushrooms. There are two rare compounds found in them. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce these words. They work from within the body to combat the formation of 2-nonanol. If you don't like mushrooms, there are mushroom extracts you can try, or possibly adding more legumes, peas, and soy to your diet. All right, let's do that. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart. with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It is the it's the Hill City Slide. Hill City Slide is coming back for their second year to Lynchburg. Learn more about it right here. Visit hillcityslide.com to purchase tickets and to reserve your time slot.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, fire-related calls to fire departments are most prevalent on Saturdays, while severe weather calls peak on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And in general, fire departments across America are the busiest in January and July, possibly due to the 4th of July. They're the least busy in April. Number two, no one has ever won the Oscar for Best Actor in their debut movie. Now, four women have won Best Actress in their debut, including Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins and Barbara Streisand for Funny Girl. Number three, there are 1,600 Chili's locations across the world, and apparently all of them have a picture that's hanging upside down somewhere in the restaurant. They say it's for good luck. Number four, both Coke and Pepsi made special cans of soda for astronauts in the mid-1980s. They looked almost like cans of whipped cream. And number five, from a botanical standpoint, strawberries and raspberries aren't berries, but bananas and eggplants are. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we have your audio vault.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
It is the Mike Show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition. And Megan Huffman, not in the house. Megan is actually celebrating her anniversary. If I read it correctly, I believe, Bill, it's her 18th anniversary.
That's amazing. She must have been 12 when she got married.
But we're not going to delve into that.
All right.
But we will delve into Iron Lives has the Amplify program. And we are so happy to have Keith, who is representing the Iron Lives program, and just a fascinating individual. I got to spend New Year's Eve with you, and it was this guy. We could go on and on and on and on and on with hearing about his life. Like, for instance, okay, in addition to all the incredible, wonderful things, he's an incredible musician. Dion is going to interview him. Because Dion was part of the Amplify program, but this guy is a television producer.
Oh, I didn't realize all that.
So yeah. I'm looking for tips on our production.
Well, better looking would be one tip for you.
Okay, well, there's only so much a radio guy can do.
I know.
Okay, there's only so much. I might be able to comb my hair. That's about it. But Keith, welcome to the program. Dion, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's hear about, before we go into your personal life and everything behind the scenes, let's talk about Iron Lives and let's talk about the Amplify program.
Iron Lives was a nonprofit started by Dr. Derek Brown, who is a wonderful advocate for this community. Mm-hmm. He saw a need to meet the needs of the young people in this community, providing opportunity, upward mobility, information, knowledge, something to aspire to and move towards. And that's what Iron Lives does. As a part of that program, when I relocated back to Lynchburg, Derek and I are old college friends. And reconnecting, he was just sharing with me about a number of things that were happening in the community and how he wanted to do more.
Yeah,
I was sharing with him how I used to teach at a university in Tennessee and had all of this information that could be distilled down for young people to enjoy and consume, and maybe we could make something out of this. And so putting our heads together with Jordan Preston, who is my compadre at Music Forever, Music is Forever Studios, we put together this music-based program called Amplify. And what it is where we teach young people how to write and record and produce music, and that music gets released on all major platforms.
Like, wow, nice.
You can hear Dion's original recordings, his own remarkable rapping on Spotify right now. You can look him up. You can hear him right now.
I got to do that.
Yeah, and you really should to hear the talent that is coming from our community, and we get to foster that. We get to grow that. We get to help them excel in what they want to do, and hopefully along the way we teach some life skills, we build confidence. And that's what it's really about. There's some technical, some artistic things that they will learn, and you know, we'll get into some science of some things, some physics, some coding, things of that sort. But it's really about what's happening internally, and that's, we talk about Amplify from a musical perspective, but it is amplifying who they are. That's what's at the core of it.
That's great.
Well, and Dion, I think we jumped a little bit ahead, because this may have been part of your questions, because this is your interview.
Of course. One thing I was going to ask, what made you get into like television production?
Getting into television production, I'll make this very, very brief. There's a guy named Phil Spinner who works at City Hall, and he's been working there since I was a child. Phil Spinner started this youth program when I was 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
And in that program, he taught us how to, very much like what Iron Lives does in the Amplify program, he taught us how to write and light and use a camera and edit. And this was in the early 90s.
Wow.
It was Phil Spinner who showed me something, who inspired me to do something different with a camera. That's how I got into TV production. If it weren't for Phil Spinner here in Lynchburg, Virginia, in the studio, in the basement of City Hall, I probably wouldn't be in TV production. But that also informed my music career, just that whole technology aspect of
production things.
Production in general,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into it.
That's a good question. I mean, that's a good answer, my bad.
There was a good question.
Another thing is, what is your earliest, like, what was like your earliest moment of saying, like, I can really do this music thing, like, this is really meant for me?
I grew up in the gospel music tradition, right? So you go to church, they throw you on an instrument, and you got to figure it out. What taught me, I went to college at Virginia Tech, and being around other musicians who didn't come from that world, being influenced by them, and being able to hold my own, be able to compete in that space, that's what taught me that the tradition that I came out of had value, and that I was coming to the table with something that was weighty, that was significant. And, you know, I didn't know how to read sheet music like the other kids. You know, I didn't come from that tradition. I learned in college, you know, but I had something. I had the ear. I had the ability to take what I was playing and make emotion out of it. Mm. That's what they connected with. That's what made me compete. That's how I knew I had something in this music world.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And the career comes from the passion.
Absolutely.
I know so many people that are doing jobs that they absolutely positively hate. Mm-hmm. And I started out in radio. I was a senior in high school, but this is all I've ever wanted to do. From the time I was 5 years old, and I got a tour of a radio station. My mom won a McDonald's certificate at the local radio station, and we went there. And I was fascinated with it prior to that. I couldn't go to sleep without it on, and that's all I've ever wanted to do. And so there's very few people that I've ever met that are living their passion, and they've turned a career. They've turned their passion into a career. Mm-hmm. And that's, if I can impart that to anybody and any young person, the money will follow. Live your passion. You're going to have to do jobs. You're going to have to do stuff that you might not necessarily want to do to pay the bills, but still follow your passion and don't give that up.
And to piggyback that on that, Mike, what we try to impart and share with fantastic young folks like Dion is, like, you can do it. I think we're trying to demystify that this creative thing isn't a legitimate way of making money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can do it. Dion, you can do it. You have the skill set. You've proven it.
Well, let me ask Dion a few questions.
What's happening, bro?
When did you realize that this is something that you wanted to do? When did you realize that, I love music. I think I can do this, and I might want to take this down the career path.
This is about to be an origin story. So, when I was little, this is a story. This is like summer school. I was singing about a crock pot or something, and the bus driver actually liked my voice. He was like, "That's a pretty good voice there, young man. Sing it again." And then he told my dad and all that, but nothing really came from it. But I just thought that was a good memory. And I've been around rap for a long time. I was listening to Drake when I wasn't supposed to be. I was doing a lot of stuff like that. And then 10th grade, Mr. Wood's room. I just used to be freestyling every day. I rapped on 10 beats a day. So, and that was fun. And then the Iron Lives program started, and Mr. Wood picked me for that. He picked me and another student for that.
That's awesome.
So, I feel like that was like a moment that, you know, God put in front of me for that to happen.
So, moving forward, what are your goals? What do you plan on doing?
Definitely going to college.
Okay.
Definitely going to college, getting a good job, and, you know, seeing where music takes me, you know.
This is a great plan.
Never know.
Yeah. And also to point out, Dion is an EC Glass student. You're graduating?
Next year, yes, sir.
Okay. A very young man who is one to keep an eye on. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about the Amplify program, Keith, and you know, how do you need anything? Do you need any volunteers? And how does the program work?
The program is a 10-week program, and over the course of the 10 weeks, mm-hmm. these 6 to 10 students who make up this cohort go through a series of processes where one skill set builds on another. Mm. So we start out by introducing them to the technology that they'll be using, and then building on that, you know, how to get your sound into the system, then how do you start to manipulate that sound with the use of certain plugins, and then creating your own original sound outside of whatever is recorded, and started stacking these things upon each other. Once we get into the midpoint of the curriculum, that's when we start pulling all of the learned resources together, and we literally take them to the recording booth where they step through the process where they've written their lyrics, they're recording, and then we get into the mixing and mastering phase. And then the last 2 weeks of the program, we're working on their stage presence and performance because they have to present at their own album release
party.
And the value of that is amazing as you go through life. You know, they learn confidence to get up and make presentations, speak to people, whatever it is. But they learn that confidence and poise from that.
The command of the stage.
Right.
Once you have that, you can't take it away.
Right.
You can step into any room and have this dominant presence, this quiet strength. We see it in Dion right now.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Sure.
Where he owns the room.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
by being here. And I would like to believe that we've helped in bringing that out of him. He already Definitely. Had it.
He's got a presence.
Right.
Already.
Yes.
Well, Dion, did you have any other questions? Because again, I don't want to hijack your segment.
I was really running out of questions.
Can I ask you a few questions?
Of course, man.
Your experience in the Amplify program, can you just talk about that? What did you feel like you got from it?
I feel like I got a lot of like Keith mentioned, I feel like I got a lot of confidence on stage, mm-hmm. you know, performing in front of people. Because yes, I rapped in front of people, but it wasn't really no high stakes show. It was just some oohs and some ahs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And definitely writing. I'd never written before. And if I did, it was probably just for jokes. So he really taught me that. And, you know, just how to be professional. Be professional as well. Like, there was a lot of big people there. You know, you really had to be more professional with what you're saying, the handshakes and all that. So I feel like that was a really big thing that helped me in Iron Lives, as Alex said.
That was fantastic. This is a ton of experience, and I hope that you carry that with you. And I hope to see you playing huge stages in the future. We'll keep an eye on you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Share Greater Lynchburg segment. You can learn more about Iron Lives if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. There are 189 nonprofit organizations on the Share platform, and Iron Lives is one of them. Just search Iron Lives, and you can also find out more about their programs, Amplify, and so much more by visiting your website, and that is?
It is ironlives.com.
Okay. Very, very cool. And usually I'd throw it to Megan to talk about SHARE and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which SHARE Greater Lynchburg is a program of the foundation.
Yeah, the foundation is, and they may have announced their grant awards for the spring session. Mm-hmm. I know they've approved them, and if they haven't announced them yet, they will shortly. The foundation has two grant cycles each year, and gives away over $2 million each year to local nonprofits like Iron Lives.
Absolutely.
And it's a great program. It's about 53 years old now, the foundation. Mm-hmm. And SHARE Greater Lynchburg's been around for maybe 5 years.
Yep.
So and good stuff.
If you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the SHARE platform, what are you waiting for? It's free. Get on sharegreaterlynchburg.org and learn more. Both Dion and Darcy are interns. How has your internship been with SHARE?
It's been great. It's been great seeing nonprofit organizations, seeing that so many of these, you know, platforms are connected in a way, seeing what they're doing for the people. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to see that.
It's the learning experience itself. What's your takeaway from it?
The learning experience it's been a lot, because I remember when I first started, I thought we were just doing like minimal stuff. Then we turned out to be actually going to these places,
conducting interviews,
writing. It was a big thing, but I'm glad I'm doing it.
It's great experience, and it's something that you'll carry with you.
Yes, sir.
It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That is all on the way.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from SHARE Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. I was going to say Thursday.
No, it's only Tuesday.
Because I was thinking, maybe, one day left for the weekend. But no, it's Tuesday, and we're happy about that because we have a bonus segment of SHARE Greater Lynchburg. We have Matthew's joining us from Poplar Forest.
Yeah, Matthew Torres from Poplar Forest.
Hello, sir.
Just been there since May 7th, so he's getting the hang of it and doing a great job.
Matthew, what is your role at Poplar Forest?
I am the new Director of Programs and Education.
Okay, so he's got that new Director of Programs and Education smell, too.
Yeah, he's
brand new. They took
like a new car.
Took the bubble wrap off of him and and popped it.
Yeah.
Because you have to. So, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. And thank you for, we kind of got double booked today.
Yeah. We had a segment earlier, and now we're following up.
Not in a bad way. We love guests.
No, it's really great.
So, Matthew, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. So tell us about Poplar Forest. We had the pleasure of interviewing the folks from 1776, and you've got that coming up. I can't imagine that, though. It's going to be a scorcher for those guys. Anyway, for the patrons, it's going to be fun because you can pretty much just show up wearing a bathing suit.
If you want. Yeah.
Just bring a picnic.
A problem.
Yeah, not a problem at all. But for the folks that are playing the roles in 1776 to have, man, those costumes. I can't imagine that around this time. But we digress. So tell us about Poplar Forest. Tell us what it is that you do.
Yes, so I've had a background in museums for about the past 9 years or so. So I have my master's in public history and museum studies.
Okay.
And before this, I was at Stratford Hall, which is another historic plantation home in Westmoreland County. And then here at Poplar Forest, this is Thomas Jefferson's retreat home. So he inherited the land from his father-in-law in 1773. And he would run it as a plantation up until his death. And during his second term as president in 1806, that's when he would have the house constructed, kind of as a retreat to get away from Monticello and the public and political life. Mm-hmm. So there we have guided tours, self-guided tours, and along throughout the whole year we have different events and programs going on. So my main job is handling all those programs and events. So as Mike mentioned, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have 1776 the musical. This is going to be our 11th annual one. So make sure you get those tickets. As Mike mentioned, it'll be a scorcher, so make sure you bring plenty of water. You can bring chairs, picnic blankets, food, beverages, alcohol, and snacks will be for sale out there.
Okay.
And then also throughout the day on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have our Virginia 250 Mobile Museum titled Out of One Mini. So that is a traveling exhibit put on from the Virginia 250 Tourism Corporation. That's going to be free to the public, and they're going to be open 10 to 7, so free. Feel free to check that out.
Oh, wow. You know, the good news on 1776 this weekend is it looks like it's not going to be quite as hot as it is the next couple days. So that may be a bonus. We don't want people to feel like it's going to be too hot to be out there.
Absolutely.
It'll be nicer than it is today.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, definitely. And those performances start each night at 7:30. So as we get closer in the evening, it'll be a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great setting. Incredible.
Also coming up, and I see on the Share Greater Lynchburg page, you have July 4th, you have the Independence Day celebration coming up.
Oh, yes. So it's the 249th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So we're gearing up for next year's 250th.
Wow.
So we always have a big 4th of July event. We have Beau Robbins portraying Thomas Jefferson. He'll be doing a reading of the Declaration of Independence, as well as talking with other folks throughout the day. We'll have different colonial activities, demonstrations going on throughout the day. That's going to be 10 to 4. Adults, $15. That's going to be ages 19 or 16 and up, and then ages 15 and under are free.
Okay.
So you can purchase tickets online at poplarforest.org, or you can purchase on site day of.
What are some of the more interesting things that you have discovered it could be really any of the sites that you work with, but what are some of the more interesting things that you found, maybe artifacts or little bits of history that you've learned?
Oh yes, just at Stratford Hall, one of the coolest things. So I worked alongside Dr. Kelly Fontenot Dietz, and they put a exhibit together that's currently on display there, Stratford at the Crossroads.
Okay.
And as they were doing some restoration in the house, they took up one of the window seats and found this little crystal, and with it etched with a cross in it, and that was put in by an enslaved person when they were building the house. And with its placement in the house, it shows you that they put it there so their ancestors can look after them as they were living and working on the plantation.
Wow, that's so interesting.
That is fascinating. I know a lot of your museum folks over the years have been guests on the show, and they have discussed things that they've found through excavation out of Poplar Forest. It's such a fascinating facility and a fascinating location, and folks tend to not realize how close it is to us. I mean, how it's right in our backyard, and it's just a gem of a venue to go out and enjoy.
Well, and it's really nice now with the new entrance that was finished a couple of years ago. Anyway, great walking trail there. The place is much more accessible than it used to be, and why we don't go out there more often, I don't know. It's a real gem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to talk about Poplar Forest. If you want to learn more about any of the nonprofits, including Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest, log on to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Poplar Forest. I just typed in Poplar and it came up. And over 189 nonprofit organizations are on the Share platform. You can learn more about each and every one of them. You can learn more about upcoming events. Do you guys need any volunteers?
Oh, yes. We're always looking for volunteers. So that can be from giving being a tour docent, giving tours of the house to anything with our events. So just for this weekend, we need people for the VA-250 Mobile Museum to help out with that.
Okay.
And then for the 1776, we're always looking for volunteers to help with parking and concessions.
Absolutely. You can learn about the volunteer opportunities right there, again, on ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for all of the nonprofit organizations. And if you go to your website, which is...
poplarforest.org, and that's poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R.
All right. All that information is linked up there, and all the ways that you can volunteer and help out these nonprofit organizations is there as well. Matthew, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for time for squeezing me in today.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. I keep wanting to say it's Thursday.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Coming up on the program a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers. 1903. The Wright brothers' first flight is a success. Afterwards, the boys enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, okay. A new study finds that diehard sports fans' brains work differently than the casual viewer while watching a game. So we have exclusive audio from an MRI.
And here comes the offensive face-off with a huge dopamine spike.
The prefrontal cortex lighting up like the 4th of July.
Oh, there's a subtle zone shift.
Yep, casual viewers miss it, but this superfan registers it like a 7.3 magnitude earthquake on the Richter scale.
Wow, engagement is off the charts. But wait, time out. Social interaction detected. Attractive female, 3 o'clock.
Deploying charm protocol, abort play analysis.
There's a smile. Nope, not creepy. Should he mention the game?
No, she's holding a book. We are in uncharted territory, folks. Game over.
All right. So after the excitement of graduating college, many graduates are finding the toughest job market in recent years now. It doesn't help that most have to apply online with AI instead of with human interaction.
Hi, thank you for applying online. This webpage is for college graduates who can't find work. If you have a degree in business, enter 1 to fold sweaters at the Gap. If you have a degree in health, enter 2 to wipe down the leg press at 24 Hour Fitness. If you have a degree in communications, enter 3 to greet shoppers at Costco. If you have a degree in transportation, enter 4 to collect e-scooters. If you have a degree in biology, enter 5 to walk dogs. If you have a degree in criminal justice, enter 6 to be a mall cop. And if you have a degree in liberal arts, sorry, we can't help you.
Oh my. All right, let's go to viral videos. A video is circulating online that shows a road buckling under the heat in Cape Girardeau or Depardieu. It's in Missouri. That caused a car to go airborne. The car couldn't slow down because it happened just as they were driving over the road buckling. This is what it sounded like. All right, so now the first snap sound is the road buckling. The second sound is the car crashing after going airborne. Let's see, what is this?
A new study found too many nightmares can kill you. Yeah. People who average at least one nightmare a week are three times more likely. Here, take two. People that average at least one nightmare a week are three times more likely to die before they hit the age of 70.
Thank God it's finally over. Of course, there will always be the nightmares.
Okay. Let's see. Skip that. Heat waves are elevating the fancy ice trend at bars, restaurants, and private parties. This ice could come in specialized shapes. It could be stamped with images or contain things inside, like flowers. Here's Candace Sutcliffe of Chef's Paradise talking about the trend.
I think that it's two part. One are mixologists wanting to elevate the cocktail game, but another is really the low and slow alcohol movement. So we've got some great ideas that can be added. You know, you can add a bit of sparkling water, but still elevates your entertaining game.
All right. That's wonderful. How about we just rub it in my underarm? No? Okay. What is this? Here. That 400% salary increase for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders means they go from $15 an hour to $75 an hour. But if you're watching the new season of the Netflix series, America's Sweethearts, they get a lot of perks, too, beginning with hair makeovers. Here are some examples from two episodes.
Our sponsorship showcase gives our corporate partners the chance to showcase their products and all the great things the girls get as a cheerleader. Experts that love these makeovers.
Nails and lashes. You guys receive one nail kit per week.
Botox and the fillers.
A beautiful custom wig, sew-ins, ponytails, silk presses, all the good stuff.
Lash lifts. Girls get the lash lifts
for sure.
We get you $60 a week in meals that you guys can have.
We actually have a surprise for y'all.
So we are all going to the Bahamas together.
All right. So they actually make an estimated $150,000 a year. They also make additional money doing appearances and being social media influencers. There's no doubt they work their hot pants butts off. Anyway, are we going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's Ray Romano on the difference between vacation sex and home sex. I wouldn't know the either or.
We have children. I have four kids. My wife and I are here by ourselves. It's very, you know, it's fun to get out. We take vacation sometimes without the kids, and they always start the same way. As soon as the plane lands, my wife will turn to me and go, "We're not having sex as soon as we get to the hotel." Yeah, because that's how it always is. That's how she's unzipping luggage and I'm naked in my socks. No kids. She goes to the pool and I wait. I'll wait for you. By the way, vacation sex, so much better than home sex. Yeah. Yes, because, well, I know why, too. There's no pressure on the guy. Because even if he doesn't perform that well, she's still on vacation. Yes, there's fun. She's going to do something. What does she have at home? Really, there's nothing to look forward to. That, whenever I have home sex, I always keep a little treat under the bed. Yeah. This way, you come up a little short. You're like, well, honey, Jell-O. There's Jell-O.
There you go. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. On the way, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local. We shop local. We give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Never mess with a man on a tricycle with a machete. A man in Florida got into a fight with another man early Sunday at the beach. And apparently the fight was over a tricycle's headlights. The victim was riding a tricycle down the beach while using a flashlight as a headlight. The assailant didn't like the light shining in his face and started arguing with him. At one point, the attacker noticed the victim had a machete in the basket of his trike, so he grabbed it, struck the victim with it, and there was a struggle. The victim took the machete back and cut his left hand in the process. He drove away on the tricycle, called 911, and was eventually taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The police brought in a suspect, but they didn't have enough to charge him. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A New York woman named Jerry Leo is still crushing it at the gym. At 100 years old, she's been going to the gym at her local YMCA since it opened 34 years ago. Here she is talking about being 100 and in such great shape.
The only thing I do is I exercise faithfully. I don't eat red meat. I like to plank. It's fun.
Everybody, she just held a 5-minute plank.
I'm a lot younger than her. And I can't do that.
Be kind. Be happy. Be fearless.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have the Hill City Slide coming up in August, which is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. You can get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. HillCitySlide.com to get your tickets and to reserve your time slot. It is coming up. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.